17th and would pass out candy to the children and or make a donation for this event. Anybody gonna comment on, what, did she just leave?
No, I'm right here.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not in touch here.
Okay. So state your case, you know, get your.
State your case.
State my case.
Plead fifth. I don't know what I'm doing, no. We're doing the Christmas parade again this year on December 17th. And we have multiple other supports coming in from the city of Banning to participate in our parade. And we would like the water board to represent, and the water company to represent the water board and the company, and decorate your cars and participate. And this year we are doing a Miss Cats on Court. We are going to be crowning two princesses and a queen.
I think I saw something about that.
And they will ride in the Christmas parade as well.
So.
Is Santa Claus too?
Yes.
Huh?
We do have Santa Claus that's being provided by the Kiwanis that will be participating with their sleigh, so Santa will be coming in on a sleigh.
Okay.
Santa's gonna be there?
Yes.
What about, he's gonna come stag or what? What about Mrs. Claus?
I don't know.
I'm right here.
Is it the same day as the community center thing?
It is the same day as the community center. And we're doing lineup on Bonita at 8 a.m. because we want to come past the community center by 9. Because the community center then starts at 10. And we don't want to interfere with that.
And are you going to be going by the east side?
We are working on that to go across on major streets, because some of the vehicles may not be able to make it through some of the dirt roads out there. I don't know, I have not seen the sleigh and how that's being done yet, so I can't talk on that. We have Nestle participating. I don't know if they're bringing out one of their big rigs. I haven't heard back as far as that yet, but I don't think a big rig would be able to go through some of the dirt roads out there. But we would, if to stay on the major Elm Esperanza and coming back up this way. The parade route is still in the works because of other things that are coming up as far as vehicle wise.
So even without the dirt roads, it's not going to be like up Dayton, Maxine, and down Lemon? Is it Lemon? Yeah.
Lemon. It would be on.
Because there's no houses on Esperanza.
Right.
Elm is basically.
Because we're turning right now as it is, it would be turning on to Dolores to, because there's a big empty space right there.
Lime is the one that's dirt. Mm-hmm. So it's Lemon.
Well, that's not our,
that's
their problem. What thoughts, Calvin? They want the district vehicles to participate in this?
And board members.
You know, I do know that some of the board members wear dual hats, and they've been in other groups that have been asked as well, so that would be a decision that they would have to make. We also have the trolley for conflict. We could put waterborne on one side and other ones on the other, if need be, if you don't want to decorate your vehicles or the water truck, the water company truck.
Well, I can't attend because my lovely job. I work that day, that weekend. I work Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving.
No, it's not on Christmas.
What's that?
It's not on Christmas.
What day?
No, but I'm just saying that I work weekend. I work in weekends. So does any of the board members want to participate in this? We need to let her know.
What's the date?
December 17th.
Now, as far as a donation For us to make a donation, two things, we need to get an idea of what you're asking, and then you'd need to have a 501(c)(3) or whatever as a nonprofit for us to do that. Do you have paperwork indicating that?
No, we're not completed with our nonprofit. And but if you wanted to make any donations, we do have a balance at the seamstress for the sashes and the scepter. You can make that payment directly if you'd like. If you would like to participate that way. I'm not asking for anybody's personal money towards this. It would be a group decision. And it doesn't have to come, I'm not asking for it to come directly to us or to me. You're more than welcome to donate any way you'd want.
We've donated in the past to other organizations that did not have a 501(c)(3).
Okay, but who do we pay?
Yeah, we have sponsored.
Yeah.
They are affiliated with the Cabazon Library.
That has to be approved by them, though. She has a meeting coming up.
We have a meeting coming up that's not on the agenda because it doesn't have anything to do specifically with the library or the Friends of the Library. This is strictly a community event by community members of this community of Cabazon.
Doesn't the Neighborhood Watch have a 501(c)(3)?
No, we don't have our 501(c)(3) yet.
Okay, questions, comments?
I'm already going to be there, so.
Okay.
In my own vehicle.
Me as well, I'll be there.
Two people.
In my own vehicle, yes.
Probably driving Mrs. Claus.
I do have one question to ask, and this is for all of the board members. With the purchase of our scepter for our queen, we would like to be able to house it here. In your case, after the Christmas parade, because that will be something that will be passed on. It will not be kept like the tiaras. The tiaras will go to each individual girl and their sash.
How much is scepters and sashes?
There's a balance right now with the seamstress where we've ordered the sashes to be personally made for them and custom sized. And for the scepter, there's a $140 balance left on that. And we have already purchased the three tiaras.
And who's sponsoring the Miss Cabazon? Is that the watch is sponsoring Miss Cabazon?
Pardon me?
The Miss Little Miss Cabazon? It's sponsored by the watch, or?
Yes. We've incorporated that this year into the Christmas parade, and it's something that will hopefully continue on and encourage our young ladies of our community to be positive role models.
And when is the Little Miss Cabazon?
The pageant is the 22nd, when they will be crowned. And we have a photographer coming, and we also have the press coming.
So is it going to be like, so all the contestants will be riding in the parade? Because they will be crowned by then.
Yes, they will be crowned.
What?
By December 17th, they will be crowned.
Oh, November 22nd, not December 22nd.
Right, they will be crowned on November 22nd.
And is there a pageant?
They've had to fill out the application that they could pick up at the community center. The high school has to have their GPA and their counselor's signature on that. All that is up at the community center that can be picked up, and then they would be dropped off in a sealed envelope. The high school, the queen would have to do a one-page essay entrance. The fourth and fifth graders are a half page, and the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I believe, is a full page as well. And then they would have to perform a talent.
Okay. And that's on the 22nd?
That is November 22nd is when they will be crowned. And Kevin from the library will be crowning our two princesses and our queen.
At the library?
No, that will be done at the community center, the day of the pageant.
So what you're asking of us is just to be in the parade and throw up candy?
Yes.
Is what you're doing, okay.
Yes, to participate in the parade.
Well, I'm probably going to be there.
Yeah, I had a long last time.
Yes, yes. There's been several members of you that have been continuous in the last couple of years. And of course, our community really enjoys this event.
And I found out there's going to be a different Santa.
Pardon me?
The Santa
Claus this year will be provided by the Kiwanis Club.
Yeah. Is it going to be the same Santa that's giving out toys at the community center?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know of anybody that's giving out the toys that... I think it's just a Mrs. Claus, isn't it?
I did it last year because what happened with Santa, they thought he was drunk, and he wasn't. Because of what he did at the parade.
I don't know. I was in a vehicle.
I was in a vehicle, too, but supposedly he got inappropriate with some...
Okay, that's unacceptable. And I personally would apologize for that.
No, it wasn't you. It was,
right, but I would...
But it was him just being jolly.
Right.
And they thought he was drunk, and he wasn't.
Well, he was stripping down his Santa suit. And...
What?
Yes.
That's irrelevant to this conversation.
Any participation that you would feel
so
would be...
We just pretty much have it on candy-wise anyway, so that's just pretty much what we got to vote on. Do we have any candy left from Halloween?
Yeah, there's stuff up there now.
Do we have any candy left from Halloween?
Probably, what, maybe a couple bags? One bag?
Probably.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So we can give that to them.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with them putting the sash and the scepter in the... Or what if...
I don't either.
As long as there's room.
So I don't have any problem with that either.
Well, the girls would receive the sashes because they will become... custom made for them. It would be a picture of the crowning and the scepter. Because the girls will receive and keep their tiaras. One is gold and the other two are silver.
So would Cabazon Water District be like a sponsor of the Little Miss Cabazon?
I wasn't asking for that. I don't know if you can do that at this late in time.
Not as a
or...
sponsor, but if there would be...
Well, they just want a place to store it, basically.
Yeah.
I think that it would be appropriate for it to be placed here because our queen would be representing Cabazon because they have to live in Cabazon and be in Banning Unified School District for qualification.
We would be a host. Because we'd be hosting the event and get it here. So we would be the host.
And we do have a convertible for the princesses to be transported in for the Christmas pageant. For the Christmas parade, excuse me.
But it's good PR for the water company.
Yeah. Where am I going to ride?
Where would you like to? We do have the trolley coming from... Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You said you have a trolley or something or whatever?
We are being given...
You're not to separate me from nobody, you know?
Are you sure about that?
As long as you behave and act appropriate, because this is for the children.
Okay. So you've got... Board members are going to help pass out your candy.
Yeah.
Well, we have to bring our own candy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
not.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
BYOC.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bring your candy.
Fuck.
BYOC?
BYOC.
Okay. BYOC.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily that we can make a decision on it. It's a personal choice. What you want to do here? What you want to do here at the community? All you want to do is store the scepter, right? Or
after the Christmas parade, the scepter would be placed in your case on your approval for one display and two for it to be kept safe for the following next queen, and it will be continuously passed on.
I don't think that needs to be a board, an actual decision
I think the decision that they were questioning was if you wanted to make any kind of financial
contribution
by finishing a payment of something or whatever you feel that the board would be able to do for the event.
I just like to remind the board, if you donate money to an entity that's not a 501c3, you're violating the law. Okay, Steve's not here, so it's my turn to take his place. Okay, but you may provide candy, staff, and all that, but,
right, but no
any
cash.
Kind of public funds, it's illegal.
Okay.
And just to reiterate, no director can come to me and say, Ellie, instead of paying me this full amount.
Right, the director has to pay.
The director has to pay. If they want to donate any money, they have to donate it on their own time through their own account.
They cash the check and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And say,
the district can't donate it on behalf of you.
And you can be provided with receipts. We do have receipts available for anything that is.
All right, so basically, you have board members that are going to show up and help.
Yes.
And you understand that's why I asked about the 501c3 is because we don't want to be caught.
Absolutely.
With our Santa pants down.
Absolutely.
So if you guys want to make some kind of a donation or whatever, you need to do that on the outside. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's. And I don't have an issue with the sector. I don't even think we need to vote on that. That's kind of a management
decision. Yeah,
exactly. No, it's a board decision.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Fine.
Yeah.
I vote that we approve it.
What?
Put in the stash, the scepter, and pictures.
Storing the scepter in public display.
Yep.
Okay. I second.
Will it fit?
Can we get a picture of the queen?
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Yeah, she said record. The queen in record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now,
we will have
next year, will you have a king and princess?
I would like to have a knight for the Christmas parade, but it can be done, absolutely. We just have to get the young men in our community involved. And that's part of, you know, us being adults and grown-ups is to encourage the positive in our community because they are going to represent us further on down the line. And we should take part in mentoring that and representing that for them and setting good roles.
Who is picking?
Diane Strange has put together the judges from our group. For the Christmas pageant. It would be Debbie Franklin right now, and she has two other people lined up. At this time, I don't know who it is, but they are from Banning, yes, the former mayor, the councilwoman. Yes.
Shouldn't there be some people from
Capitol involved?
Yes, there
are
some people from
Capitol. Debbie
Franklin is from Banning.
Right, but she will be representing in the Christmas parade. She will be participating, excuse me, along with Art Welsh, the mayor of Banning. So like I said, we do have other people coming in and helping our community with this to give our community what other cities get because we are not a city, we are unincorporated, and we are just a simple little community.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying about the question on the judges. Shouldn't there be people from Cabazon judging
the
girls
in Cabazon? Do we have
any
Cabazon?
I believe there is two from here.
What about asking one of the water board members to be a judge?
I would have to discuss that with Debbie because that's what she's doing in regards, not me. Diane Strange. Because she's the one that's put together the Christmas pageant. This is her baby. And we're just supporting and helping because she is a member of our group.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a motion on the floor to approve storing the Queen's Scepter in a public display at the Water District facilities, made by Director Bowie and second by Director Davis. Just roll call vote, Director Bowie?
Yes.
Director Israel?
Yep.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Link?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Next public comment? Okay.
We have a public comment.
They left. I don't have a card up here.
She's
doing it. Are you going to speak for them?
Yes. I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to say because they haven't told me anything.
Yeah, they took their card. Otherwise, I would have. You would have.
Okay, so do you want me to fill out a card?
No. I'm not worried.
Yeah, that's part of the protocol.
I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure exactly what I'm supposed to be asking for up here. She asked me to come up here and thank you guys for your donation last year. They made 100% of the donation go to the kids here in Cabzon. None of it went towards anything else. And she was wanting to be put on the agenda for next month to see about getting a donation to do again for this year for Cabzon. It's going to be done a little bit differently though. It's not going to be done just for any kids in Cabzon. She wants to focus on first and foremost the children that are mentally challenged and have disabilities and their siblings. And then after that, then we'll do low-income families. We'll be low-income children with disabilities. And then other children after that, depending on how much money she's able to raise for this Christmas.
Okay, so you want it on the agenda then? For
yes.
Next.
Yes. They were coming in tonight hoping that they could get it voted on tonight because it's so late already.
Yeah, but we can't, unless it's on the agenda.
Yeah, she tried to have it put on the agenda last week, but she was told it was too late to be put on the agenda, so she wasn't able to.
Yeah, the board packets were already out.
Yeah.
So basically, put it on the agenda for next month?
It'll be December 20th.
It'll be December 20th, that would be too late. There's no possibilities of voting on it without being on the agenda.
We would have to call a special meeting, and that would mean a minimum of three directors would have to show up, and then you're paying $300 just to go for fees and stuff like that. So, it's a catch 22.
What you can do is if you have the majority of the board, being that it's kind of urgent, you can put it as an emergency item for tonight's meeting.
Okay.
Didn't we do that last week? I mean, last month too.
Mm-hmm.
We did a good item last week. That's
okay. Well, we did donate to them last year, correct? Or do you remember?
You guys donated $1,000 to them last year. This is not through the Cabzon Association. This is through Kids Cures Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they had trouble with their 501c.
No, at that time, Cabzon Association volunteered for Kids Cures at that time because we didn't have our 501c3 yet.
Okay.
But Kids Cures has been doing these Christmas things for so many years. I think last year was their 9th annual that we decided that we, as a community, would volunteer for them and help them and keep their tradition going and just bring their tradition out here to Cabzon.
Okay.
We were starting from ground zero, so the kids can get a lot more going through them than they can through us.
If the board is going to proceed, when you do a roll call vote, that you, this is an item that you guys want to, that's urgent, and you guys want to hear it, and then you can proceed and discuss it, and then make a decision.
Okay.
Someone needs to make a motion and second. And
I make the motion.
I second.
Can you clarify the motion, please, just for the record?
Okay.
An emergency.
Urgent.
Urgent agenda item concerning Kids Cure.
Kids Cures.
And their Christmas program.
10th annual Christmas. Operation Santa. 10th annual Operation Santa.
That was made by Director Bowie and second by Director Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll call vote. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
President abstain.
It's not Cats on Association.
I volunteer for Kids Cures.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye.
Okay. So now?
I make a motion we send the 1,000.
Before we go through that, I am going to abstain too because I do volunteer for them.
Losing everybody here.
I second.
Okay. So Director Wargo and Director Israel have both abstained and walked away.
Excuse
themselves from the board recluse. Okay. So roll call vote. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Shani will understand.
Aye.
And this was a motion to approve the $1,000 donation. Yes. $1,000 donation. Kids Cure Christmas event. All right, thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Kids can really use this offer. They really can.
Thank you. If you need some help, Diana,
call Diana.
Yeah, don't call us because if you get everybody on the board helping you, then what happens?
I'm just kidding.
You understand there's no favoritism. It's just they have a 501c3.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we don't need to do any vote to go come out of that. It's just
no.
An urgent agenda item. Okay. Public comment, no more. Okay. General manager, board members, comments.
None.
Future agenda items?
None.
Board member comment. Miscellaneous future board member items, next board meeting, finance audit, the 20th at 3:45. Do we need to move that a little earlier? Because I know we kind of ran over.
We had it at 5 today.
I'm sorry, that's a typo.
John comes back.
What's the typing error?
It should be 5 p.m. Finance and Audit Committee, 5 p.m.
Is that enough time, or is it just kind of a weird day today?
No,
the
Finance and Audit Committee requested last meeting that it be moved to 5.
Right, no, I understand that, but I'm just saying is they were still signing checks when we started the meeting tonight. I'm wondering if it's just was just one of those things.
I think this was just a rare circumstance.
Okay. Right. There's just a lot of them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, not a problem.
Unless the board wants to move it, we can accommodate the board.
Fine, it's fine. Who's back there now?
The next board meeting is on the 20th.
With that being so close to Christmas, is that
feasible
for everyone?
Yeah, because I have the day off and I'm not working grades or swings.
Okay.
We have to do it because we have to take care of board business.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we didn't do it then, it would be the 13th, and then we're not going to have all of our finance paperwork and all that together. So, no, we're not changing. We can't. I don't think it's in the best interest of the district to change my personal opinion.
Make it a Christmas party.
Personnel
committee. It's one on the 24th. Our alliance.
You said the alliance is tabled until after the first of the year.
I believe it is, but I will double check.
Okay.
It's
just a recurring.
But I know we had another meeting on December 21st.
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
I make a motion and we adjourn.
I heard it.
At 8:07:50.
8:07:50.
7:50.
That's a new military time.
I guess we don't
need to vote. So what?
Hi.
Is this because